This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There have been no Category 3 storms that have hit the U.S. since Katrina in 2005. U.S. Senate allows debate on the Patriot Act renewal and temporarily halts U.S. surveillance program while looking to impose limits. City officials in Chicago are unhappy about the name that film director Spike Lee has given a new movie he's making about gun violence in that city, calling the film Chirac. The Governmental Accounting Office has faulted Medicare for reliance on the American Medical Association too heavily in deciding how much to pay doctors. Foxes guarding the tin house. Other independent studies have found that Medicare adds too much time for various procedures, thereby increasing the cost. Reports from Iowa indicate that Senator Bernie Sanders is attracting significant crowds to hear him at rallies. Political experts remind people that Sanders' Vermont experience with rural voters could trouble Clinton in Iowa and New Hampshire. Retraction Watch, an independent blog that covers research in the wake of the controversy involving Columbia political scientist and voting expert Donald Green and a UCLA PhD candidate and their paper about how gay canvassers could change conservative voters' views on same-sex marriage in brief face-to-face encounters, says that a dozen or so scientists have been sanctioned in recent years by DHHS for plagiarism or fabrication. Statistics are surprising for child sexual abuse. 67% of sexual assault victims were under the age of 18, 34% were under the age of 12, and 40% of those accused victimizing children under the age of 6 were also under the age of 18. A former British Petroleum executive is going on trial in federal court in New Orleans, accused of making false statements to congressional investigators about the rate of oil flowing from the well explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. Report by Meeker. An internet expert and investor says that 34% of U.S. workforce, or 53 million people, now consider themselves independent contractors, short-term hires, or other kinds of freelancers. Two-thirds say the internet makes it easier for them to find work, and 41% have done online projects. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.